Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jim. Jim, you know I'm not one of these postmodernists. I'm a genuine fan of because I know you didn't start on television. you are an author and a rebel and a shaker and a mover. And I've read and reread your book, Striking for Soccer, many times. But Jim, do you think that even though you fought to get football as a decent and living wage, do you sometimes think, oh my God, what did I start?
Well, it's yeah, I do think that, but I've never changed my view on how much money footballers should earn. I've always thought they should earn as much as their clubs can afford to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's where it's gone wrong. You know, in recent years now, the clubs are paying players a far too greater percentage of their annual income.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, 90% of them are worried by the bank manager, you know, every time they wake up in the morning.
So all they've done is swap the same old problems, but on a grander scale, because they've always kind of had the wolf at their door clubs, but now they've got it on such a huge scale, is it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's an amount of money that frightens the life out of me,
and
I'm sure it does you.
And you can't help but feel personally responsible for this, is that what you're telling us?
Yes, but I do sleep at night.
Yeah, but what about those wretches over at ITV Digital? No swearing this time in the morning, but what about those wretches? Who would have thought we'd all been prey to such weasels, wolves and no good nicks, eh?
It's an extraordinary decision, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, their decision to spend so much money, really, on something which must have its day. I mean, I find myself, excuse me, even at my age, you know, I love to watch a football match.
You've got to be 52 now, Jim, haven't you? You've got to.
I am. Hey, yeah. I'm 73.
Same time as my dad.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I am 73, and I've watched football and loved it all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I do find sometimes now that there are matches on television where I actually will open a book.
No.
I still keep it on in case anything happens that's special.
No, I'm exactly what I do. I mean, sometimes my wife will come and go, you're not watching the football. I didn't watch the Barcelona-Real Madrid game. It was on,
I
was next door doing stuff, and every time the crowd noise goes up a bit, I put my head around the door. But,
I take the same view of football as Amy does of films.
Exactly, you know,
they're really watching.
But that's Barcelona-Real Madrid, let alone some of the further down the
road.
But seriously, Jim,
I watch that.
But every time you see an ITV advert, you know, watch the World Cup on ITV, hey, here comes the FA Cup on ITV, don't you feel like throwing your shoe at the screen? I do that anyway, but...
I don't glory at people's mistakes, in a way. Bear in mind, I did work for ITV way back.
Haven't we all? haven't we all?
But remember the big match.
Exactly, of course.
And I don't wish them any harm. I like to see football popular. I can't help it.
Yeah, but they weren't interested. They should not be loud within 2 miles of a football ground, ITV. But they didn't have football's interest at heart. They just thought, oh, you know, that's what people want, is it? They had no idea. And what have they done? You know, not their own people thrown out of business at ITV Digital, the people who work there, but, you know,
I'll tell you what they've done. They brought a very big smile to my friend Des's face.
Yeah.
When they employed him from BBC.
They did. There is that. So, Des, we'll get him in one morning. So very quickly, Airdrie went out of business yesterday. That's a rotten thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a rotten thing, but it is a sign of, I think, what will happen more and more now.
Yeah, but Jim, people have been saying that for years. They've been saying, oh, you know, so-and-so's going out of business and Millwall's been at the... But they never actually do south of the border.
Well, Airdrie has gone.
Airdrie has gone, but south of the border, we very rarely get clubs that actually go out of business. Newport did, I think. But,
well, for some time now,
if it wasn't for the
PFA and their Gordon Taylor's negotiating skills with the, you know, the gentlemen of football, as it were, a lot of clubs would have gone out of business, you know, south of Scotland a long while ago.
They're nowhere near as far as in debt as someone like Real Madrid.
Yes, true, yeah.
Who owe millions and millions of pounds in debt.